Welcome back to another episode of Wealth Strategies to Value. I am your host, Troy Shorts with Shorts and Associates. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the ideal financial plan. A lot of my talks, I talk about the difference between the golf club and the golf swing. One of the things that we focus on in our firm is the golf swing. And a lot of financial advisors, what they're doing is they're selling golf clubs. So if you were going to play golf, and I said you could have Tiger Woods clubs or you could have Phil Mickelson swing, which one would you prefer to have? Well, most people would say, well, obviously, Troy, I'd like the swing. Well, at Shorts and Associates, that's how our systems are set up. We focus on the swing. But for today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the club, because ideally, we want you to have the perfect swing and the perfect club. And that's what enables you to have the ideal financial plan. So if we could sit down together and just collaborate and think and brainstorm, and if we could create the ideal club, what would that club look like? Today's episode, we're going to discuss 16 financial items that the ideal club would have in it. We want to create the ideal world. So the first thing that I want to put in this club is the number one thing, safety. The club, the product, the vehicle, safe. We want to make sure that we can never lose money. All right. You guys know who Warren Buffett is? You know Warren Buffett's two rules of investing? The number one rule, never lose money. You know what the number two rule is? See rule number one. Never lose money. All right. So that has to be in the club. All right. Let's go to number two. Number two, liquid. Accessibility to your wealth. How many times have we put money in vehicles where the money's growing, it's giving us a good return, but there's no access to the money? You lose opportunities. You lose the ability to access money when things are good and you have an opportunity. You also lose access to those dollars if, God forbid, there's a problem and you need access to those dollars. Number three, growth. We want to make sure the definition really of a good investment is that you get back more than what you put in. I would say growth is a very important factor. So as I'm going through this list, I want you to think about where your wealth is. And do your investments line up with these ideal items in your financial vehicle, the characteristics, these ideal characteristics. And it really gives you a sense of, am I on the right track? Or maybe some of the things that I'm doing, I haven't thought about quite like this, and maybe I need to make some changes. Well, I'm open to have a conversation with you about that. All right. So what's the next one? Number four. This is a huge one. Leverage. Leverage is very, very important when it comes to building wealth. Because what if you could borrow against your account as opposed to borrowing from your account? What if you could use other people's money and have your wealth as collateral against other people's money? You see, that's the definition of leverage. And the richest people in the world understand leverage, and they use their assets in such a way that they can position them as collateral to use other people's money. So does your plan have that? All right. So we'll talk about it. So what's number five? Number five, big one, inflation protection. Well, the first question here is, do you believe that we have inflation? Yes or no? Do you believe that inflation will be increasing, decreasing, or staying the same in the future? Well, It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that right now in 2021, the Fed is printing trillions, trillions, and trillions of dollars every day, every month, every week. And when the money supply increases, what does that do to the value of the dollar? Does the dollar increase or the value of the dollar decrease? Well, there's inflation right there. So the more dollars, the higher the rate of inflation. So we have to make sure that our account is set up to offset inflation. So our return is greater than the rate of inflation. And that's what inflation protection really means. So let's go to the next one, number six. Guarantees. How many of you have programs where your money is absolutely guaranteed never to go down? That there's built-in assurances that no matter what happens on the outside, on the inside, your wealth is protected and guaranteed. So I think that's a very important characteristic. When I talk to people who are investing in the market and I say to them, is any of your money guaranteed? How much of your account value is guaranteed? So that's something that you can look at. Let's go to the next one. The next one is free from fees. Wow, that's a big one. Traditionally, I'm just going to pick on 401ks for just a second, IRAs, 403bs. Traditionally, fees are 2%. Pretty normal. Some a little higher, some a little lower, but traditionally 2%. We've done the math on this. And if you invest for 30 years at a 2% fee with a good return, 8, 10%, over that period of time, a 2% fee can be as much as 50% of that account value going away from you. We want to talk about how do we reduce, eliminate, minimize fees, because it could have a tremendous effect on your bottom line at the end of the day. So does your plan have fees? All right. We need to discuss it. All right. Because I can show you some ways to avoid, reduce, and eliminate those fees. Let's go to the next one. Number eight. Regulation. Well, is your plan free from regulation? One of the biggest regulators is the Internal Revenue Service, right? We have seen in our clients' accounts where they are building mountains of wealth, big numbers. But the problem is at distribution, they have to pay a state tax, a federal tax, some cases a local tax, Social Security tax, Medicare tax. And they're literally the sixth person in line to get their wealth. So that's huge regulation. So we want to be able to set your plan up where that is avoided. We can eliminate and reduce and get rid of all those regulations because they can also have a tremendous impact on your bottom line. Let's go to number nine. This is a big one. Flexibility. Most people's plans that I visit with are not flexible. We want to be able to tailor make a plan to you. You're different than me. I'm different than you. You're different from the next guy and so forth. So flexibility is very, very important in building your financial plan. This characteristic allows you to be flexible and move. Well, what if I lose my job? You know, what if I get injured or sick or disabled, right? What if my spouse loses their job? What if my job is no longer in existence, right? We got to have some flexibility so we're not losing all the things that we started with. And, you know, this is going to enable us to really be flexible, all right? So if your plan's not flexible, we need to talk about it. We need to have a conversation because we can show you how we can make it flexible. So let's go to number 10. The 10th characteristic is requires minimal time, all right? We want to make sure that we can build wealth quickly and not have to take, you know, 40 years to build wealth and have access to those dollars. We want to make sure that you're getting a good rate of return right off the bat. All right. So it's not going to take forever to build this wealth. All right. So let's go to number 11, the 11th characteristic, passive cash flow. Oh, this is a huge one. Where do I start with this one? For all you real estate folks out there, this is huge. One of the reasons why rich people don't pay taxes is because they don't have income. Income is taxable. Cash flow is tax-free. All right. When you're building wealth, we have to understand that this wealth is designed to create a cash flow that you can never outlive. So it's not about chasing a rate of return, which a lot of advisors talk about. It's really about where your money's located, because if your money's located in the right place, it will create an enormous cash flow. And hopefully that cash flow is going to be tax-free that you can never outlive. These are the things that are not taught to us in school, unfortunately. This is why financial literacy is such a valuable lesson. Cash flow is really what it's all about. That's the bottom line, all right? Let's go to number 12. Private. So we want to make sure that our wealth is private. We want to make sure that if we're, God forbid, ever sued, is all of your money accessible to a lawsuit? Well, if it's private, guess what? It's close to the vest, all right? So a lot of my clients I talk to have never even thought about the fact that they could be sued for their life savings, right? So we talk about strategies to put your money in places where it's absolutely 100% private and no one has accessibility to your wealth. Number 13. Drew, I don't know how to move this up. Oh, you have two hands. Okay, great. Number 13, protection. Is your wealth protected? This is an important characteristic. How much of your wealth is subject to market loss, is subject to fees, is subject to taxes? How protected are your life savings? Right? Very, very important. What we talk about in our plans is not just building wealth, not just creating wealth, but protecting wealth. So we will show you how to do that in a very efficient manner. Number 14, tax deductible. All this simply means is the contributions that you're making to your plan, are you able to write those things off, write those dollars off against your annual income? That's also very important. Number 15. Getting to the end of the list, tax-free growth. All right. At Shorts and Associates, we believe that you should only pay taxes once. And that's on the dollars that you earn. We have plans out there, 401ks, IRAs, things of those nature. And what happens is you pay tax on the growth in the plan on the way out. You pay tax on the growth. You pay tax on the match. You pay tax on your contribution. So your money's taxed multiple times. We don't believe if I earn interest on a dollar that I should pay tax on the earnings on those dollars, right? So we want to set you up with a different setup here, different way to have tax-free growth. Why can't the money that I put into the plan grow tax-free, right? Seems like that should be my right, but that's not the way most plans are set up. Most plans are set up where they tax the internal growth of the plan. All right. So that's very important. And if we could show you how to do that, I think that would definitely benefit you. We're down to the last one, number 16. This is huge. Tax-free distribution. Most of us are building mountains of wealth in plans, and we're subject to taxation at the end, when it's time for us to get our wealth. And here's the question. It's really a simple question, but I don't know how many of us have really thought about this. Do you believe taxes will be higher in the future? Just yes or no. What do you believe? Well, if you said yes, and you're putting money in a 401k at work, right? When you go to get your money out of there, you're going to pay a federal tax, a state tax, a local tax, a Social Security tax, a Medicare tax. So if you're telling me today that you believe taxes are going to be higher in the future, does it even make sense to continue putting money in that box, in that bucket, right? Maybe we should rethink and utilize some tax strategies that will avoid this huge onslaught of taxes in the future. There's no secret that the government is broke, $29 trillion of debt. So where are they going to get the money? Well, they're probably going to get it from your 401k. All right. So let's have a conversation about how we can fix that. How can we reduce and eliminate and avoid as much taxes in retirement at distribution when we really need that cash flow the most? Okay. So at Shorts and Associates, this is what we do. This is how we help our clients. And if you would like to have a conversation about these 16 characteristics, we would love to take what you're currently doing and let's stack those 16 characteristics up against where you are today. So if we can get you 14 or 15 or 16 of those characteristics, guess what? You've got the ideal financial plan. You've created the perfect club. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on YouTube.